Welcome to the Digital Sales Podcast. My name is Emmanuel Ejike, and I'm your host. On today's episode, I've got a very interesting guest. He's good at what he do, call it blogging, call it social media strategy, call it digital marketing. He's done a lot of things, and I'm not going to introduce him to you. I would like to leave him to introduce himself, you know, give us a kind of background about himself, what he's doing and what he has been doing and how he get to where he is today. So, Mr. Emenike, you have the floor. Just give us a little bit background about you, what you've been doing and how you've been doing it and, you know, just a background about you. So you have the floor now.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining this podcast this morning. My name is Emenike Emmanuel, and I want to briefly thank you for being a part of this podcast today. I am the founder of entrepreneurbusinessblog.com, a business blog that is focused on helping people on how to start, manage, and grow their business. No matter the kind of business you are into, my blog has got something to teach you on how to monetize how to grow your business, how to develop strategies that can help you, especially when it comes to using digital marketing strategies. So my blog is a place where I share my heart. I also run a Facebook community called the Excellent Entrepreneurs Network. In 2018, Facebook invited me and some other Nigerians who are doing amazingly well using the platform of Facebook community. And we were there to share our knowledge. And some of this some of the ideas we shared with them, they use it to develop Facebook community. That's the group, you know. So I've been doing a lot of things. I think in 2019, I was awarded the Blogger of the Year at the Global Excellence in Marketing Award, and that happened in the United States of America. So I've been doing a lot of things when it comes to using the blogging platform to grow influence, make money, and also build a tribe of my own. So I am glad to be your guest on this podcast today, and I'm so happy to be a part of what you're doing. Thank you so much for having me.
A lot of things I do not know about you. I just heard about it now, and we will talk a bit about some of those things, those areas you touch. In the meantime, you talk a lot about blogging. Now, can you just tell us what is, in your own definition, what is blogging and who should go into the business of blogging?
Okay, blogging is something I think everyone should be a part of. Right now, the only platform you have control of is your blog, your email list, and your mobile app. If you are using a platform like Facebook, Twitter, and every other social media platform, it's more like a rented platform. You do not have absolute control of what happens on that platform, because if you make any mistake that goes against their community rules and policies, they can kick you out at any time. So if you want to actually build a platform that you can have absolute control of, and that is what business is all about. If you can't have absolute control of the platform where you are doing your business, then it then means that you don't have control of your business. It means your business depends on an external body. So a blog helps you to build your own platform where you can share your ideas, where you can also build your writing skills. Like if you have writing skills, you can use your blog to develop your writing skill, because what keeps your blog alive is the content you create on your blog. So I think everyone should have a blog. Every single one, no matter the niche you are into, a blog will help you to be more visible. For instance, right now, if you search someone's name on Google, and the only thing that shows about you is your social media profile, that's Facebook, Twitter, and all of that, it means you are not yet visible. You can't use that as a proof to show people that you're actually visible on the internet. But if you have a blog and you blog about yourself, you blog about what you do, you can actually generate sales by blogging. I always tell people that the number one way to make Google your salesman is to have a blog where you talk about your business. It means when someone goes online and enters a keyword, which we call buyer's keywords, the keywords that people use when they want to buy things on the internet, and they enter it and your product shows up, you are not dissipating any form of stress or energy to get sales. Google now turns out to become your number one salesman, because even when you are sleeping, you can still be getting sales because you are visible on search engine. So a blog helps you to be more visible on search engine more than any other platform you can think of. Like I said earlier, a blog helps you to improve your writing skill, because what makes your blog to stay alive is the content you consistently publish on your blog. A blog can also help you to build another dimension of a business model. Of course, digital marketing, blogging is just a business model that falls under digital marketing. So if you have a blog, it means you'll be able to practice all the digital marketing strategies that people are dishing out on a daily basis on different platforms, on Facebook, on Twitter, and all of that. A blog can also help you to build your online brand so that you can become a notable person in your field. It can also serve as a new stream of income for you. For me personally, I earn a decent income from my blog without having to work for anybody since I graduated in 2014 and went for my NYC in 2016, because that was actually where the blog, entrepreneurbusinessblog.com, was better. So a blog is a very good source of income. And I always encourage young people or anyone that wants to develop another stream of income to go into blogging, because it's something you can do part-time. And beyond that, your blog can be a business that is location independent. It means when you are moving around, your business moves with you. If you decide now that you don't want to be in Nigeria anymore, you want to move to the United States or UK, you can move along with your blog. Once you have your laptop and access to the internet, your business will go up. So a blog is something everyone should consider to move into or to diversify into, because it will not take anything away from you. The same content you share on Facebook, you can just kind of optimize it for search engine and publish it on your blog. So I think blog is something everyone should do.
You've said a lot of things here, and you talked about what keeps a blog alive. You know, you talked about content, and I know that content is one of the things that a lot of people, not just in terms of blogging, even in social media management, a lot of people find it difficult generating ideas for content. That's another big issue. But just before we go into that content side, I want to just ask you this question. Now, you've established that everyone should go into blogging. Is there any advice you could give salespeople that would help them go into blogging and from there be able to generate sales for the organization they work for?
Yes. Like I said earlier, Google is now the number one salesman that anybody should have. So if you're a salesperson and you want to actually go beyond the norms, go beyond what other people are doing in your niche and possibly dust your competitors and leave them in the dust, the one thing you must do is to start a blog. Here are some of the reasons why every salesperson should have a blog, because it will help you to be more successful. One is that you can build your own audience when you have a blog. What makes a salesperson successful is the number of audience you have that you can reach. The more audience you can reach, the more you are likely going to sell. But if you don't have a massive audience that you can actually reach at the click of the button, it means you only end up meeting small volume of people. Traditional salespeople do one mistake I always tell people not to do, and that is trying to sell to a cold audience. And a cold audience is someone that has not known your product before. They have never heard about your product. They don't know anything about you. And the first thing you are doing is to sell to them. And it's very wrong. And that's why so many of them end up frustrated. But if you have a blog, you can actually start by warming your cold audience. You start educating them about your product, about what you do. They will like you. They will know you. They will trust you. And anytime they want to make a purchase, they will remember you because you've always been the one that educates them. I have one popular quote I like sharing anywhere. I tell people that the business person that educates his audience most always wins. The business person that educates his audience most always wins. So if you are always educating your audience, we call it education-based marketing. If you're always educating your audience about what you sell, they will trust you more than your competitors who are just out there hoping to make a sale. So people are always afraid of anyone that wants to get money from them, but they don't resist anyone that wants to help them. So with your blog, you position yourself as one who is out there to help people. You are not just there to collect their money. You are there to help them. And by the time they recognize you as someone that is ready to help them, they will want to buy from you over and over again. So you can also get repeat customers, because once they know you and they like you, you can always retarget them. They can always come back to your blog. You can use your blog to build your email list. Any salesperson that does not have an email list of people that have purchased from you, people that showed interest in your product, and people that have been using your product over and over again, it means the person does not have a business. And by so doing, you can really get repeat customer, because you can predictably know the number of people that you can reach at every point in time. I think a blog is something every salesperson should have. And the moment you have it, you will likely get more repeat customers, more than your competitors who do not have a blog. So I encourage every salesperson to get a blog. Even if you are an independent salesperson or you are an employed salesperson, a blog is something you can use as a leverage to get more sales, more than your competitors.
All right. Now, so let's talk about content idea generating. How can you create content? Because initially you said that content is what keeps your blog alive. Is there any technique, a proven technique that has worked for you that you can, actually recommend, or what would you advise people that are going into blogging, especially the newbies that have not been there? Of course, they are most likely to find it difficult generating content. You know, what is the advice you have for this set of people?
Okay, that's interesting. Creating content is one of the most challenging things most bloggers face. It's one of the most challenging, but it's not supposed to be so. There's a technique to it, and I will share a couple of them with you now.
Awesome.
Number one is that the most powerful way to generate blog content is ask your audience. It's just like in every form of business you do. The market determines where you go.
Yeah.
The market demand determines where you go. If you're in a business and you are not in tune with reality, you are not sharing what your audience wants to know, they will not want to associate with your brand. So the first thing you do as a blogger is to ask your audience what they want. Of course, when we say ask your audience, it doesn't mean you just have to go out there and start asking them. There are communities where you can post questions and people will respond. By the time they respond, you know what people are in need of. You know the kind of knowledge they are seeking at the moment. You create a content to solve that. So what blogging is all about is just solving problems, just using written work. So the moment you know the problem people have, the problems people have, and the questions they are asking, create content around it, and you will get huge volume of traffic. The next thing is that you should consider creating evergreen content. Evergreen content are articles that are forever relevant. You don't just create content for the now. In the next 10 years, the next 5 years, would that article still be relevant? It's a cool example, something like Ultimate Guide on How to Start and Grow Any Business. It's something that will be relevant even now and in the future. So when you are creating content, consider the fact that you need to generate more ideas that will be evergreen. Another thing you need to do is to make a list of all the frequently asked questions in your niche and turn them into a blog post title. Every frequently asked question in your niche is a blog post title in disguise. So it's very important that you make a list of all the frequently asked questions. If you're in the real estate niche, what are the questions people are asking? If you're in the sales and marketing niche, what are the questions? If you're in the advertising, what are the questions people are asking? If you're in the blogging niche too, like you have a blog that talks about blogging, you can write down all the questions that people ask and gradually create content out of it. And one of the ways you do it is by using what we call the how, why, when, and that. The first one is when, the next one is why, the next one is how, and the next one is what. If you put questions, use this ways to generate questions, you get too many blog post titles that you might not even be able to complete within the next 1 year. So I encourage everyone to do that. Make a list of all the frequently asked questions in your niche and turn them into blog post title. And the next one there is to repurpose existing content. We'll talk about repurposing existing content means an article you've written about in the past. Maybe it's an article just words. You can turn it into infographic. You can turn it into videos. You can turn it into podcasts like this one. And by so doing, you've been able to generate another blog post idea that will help your blog to grow and generate more traffic and income for you?
When I was listening to your own session during the program organized by John Obidi, that is revealing the blueprint behind internet business. And you did say that having a blog and creating content is one thing, but driving traffic to that your blog is another thing. Now, as a newbie, you know, I've been talking about newbies because a lot of people that would listen to this podcast, you know, are people that have not been blogging before, you know, especially in this part of the world, a lot of people are not, you know, serious with blogging. So as a newbie who do not have, you know, thousands of followers on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, where you could easily ask people, post a link and ask people to click on the link and go and read your blog post. What is your advice to this set of people? How can newbies drive traffic to their blogs?
Okay, that's an interesting question. I always tell people that traffic is the lifeblood of every blog. If there is no traffic going to your blog, it means that your blog is just waiting for the day it will die. So there are basically two ways you can drive traffic to a blog. The number one is paid traffic.
Okay.
Paid traffic. The thing about paid traffic is that you get traffic on demand. You get traffic on demand. But before you decide to use paid traffic to drive traffic to your blog, you must first consider the fact that you need to build an email list. You don't just send people to your blog and they will bounce back again.
Okay.
You must be using that paid traffic to build an email list for your blog. So if you are just sending traffic directly to your blog, you are not helping your blog in any way, because once they go to your blog, they might not come back again. Only very few percentage that will come back again, that will even remember your blog again. But when you build an email list, as you are sending traffic to the platform, to your blog, you are using it to build an email list. You are making them an offer so that you can also send them your blog URL and they will visit your blog over and over again. So number one, I said, is paid traffic. And you can get paid traffic from Facebook. You can get it from Twitter. You can get it from LinkedIn. Can also get it from every other platform like Pinterest and the rest of them. All you need to do is to master how to actually drive traffic to your blog without the thing costing you so much. So that's number one. Paid traffic is very important. You get traffic on demand. You get traffic on demand. And when you are trying to use paid traffic to drive traffic to your blog, you must pay attention to the kind of audience you want to attract. You don't just select anyhow keyword. You pay attention to the kind of audience you want to attract to your blog, the kind of location you are looking at. If you want people in the US, we call them like the tier one countries like US, Canada, UK, New Zealand, Australia, and the rest of them. They are the tier one countries. If you want people from that part of the world, you target them.
Okay.
You run Google ads, you run Facebook ads, you target them, and they will get to visit your blog. And another way to get traffic to your blog is what we call organic traffic. Organic traffic. Organic traffic means you didn't do anything. You didn't intentionally reach out to them one-on-one or pay anybody any money to get them to your blog. They saw your blog on search engine or saw your blog on Facebook and they reached out to you. You can also use organic traffic. And when you are thinking of monetizing your blog using Google AdSense, and also growing the domain authority of your blog, I always tell people to consider paid traffic as number one. And how do you get more of paid traffic? You get it by optimizing your blog post for your blog, your entire blog for search engine. You optimize it for search engine. We call it search engine optimization. Search engine optimization here means that you have to create content that search engine actually loves. And what is the kind of content that searching actually loves is the kind of content that users actually love. So if users love your article, what you are writing about, search engine will like it. If search engine likes it, that means you get more traffic.
Wow.
If you want to sustain and retain the traffic, you must use what we call internal linking so that when they come to your blog, they don't just read one article alone. They can visit as much as 5 articles before they leave. Because the more time they spend on your blog, the more your blog grows, the lesser your bounce rate becomes. And the lesser your bounce rate becomes, it means your article is doing well and Google will reward you for it.
Whoa.
And more people will likely want to link to your platform. So search engine traffic that comes to your blog is part of the organic traffic. You can also get traffic through emails. We call it email marketing. After you've gotten people to sign up into your email list, you can consistently and regularly send them articles and also direct them to your blog.
Wow.
When you make either you are making offer or you are not making offer, you can always link them to visit your blog after they have visited it for the first time. Another way is what we call the direct traffic, where people, they know your name from time to time. You've been in their mind. Maybe you've visited a platform before and they remember your name. That, oh, this is Emenike Emmanuel of entrepreneurbusinessblog.com. That means if I need information about business, I need to check out his blog. So they visit your blog directly.
Mm.
It's also a way of getting traffic. You can get traffic from social media platforms like Pinterest. You can get traffic from Facebook. So when you create a new post, make sure you share it on all these platforms. Pin it on Pinterest, share it on Facebook, share it on LinkedIn, share it on Twitter. And from time to time, also create small articles that you can use to promote the ones you've written in the past. So it's also good for you to do that. Another one is to do what I call content upgrade. From time to time, upgrade the articles you've written in the past, add more keywords, multiply the keywords you've written in the past so that more people will get to know about your article and it will look like a fresh content before Google. And when you create fresh content like that or upgrade an existing content, go back to your Google console and re-index it. When you re-index it, it shows Google that, hey, this article is actually fresh. And by so doing, it will get more attention from Google.
Wow.
That's how you get traffic to your blog.
Just as we begin to wrap up, while you were introducing yourself from the beginning, you did say something very interesting. In 2018, Facebook invited you and other guys, great guys that are doing amazing stuff. And can you just tell us a little bit about it, how it went?
Okay, it's called Facebook Community Circle.
Okay.
In that Facebook Community Circle, they invited a couple of people that are running amazing communities on Facebook. So one of the suggestions we gave them, which they implemented, was the fact that it is not good for people to be hijacked into a group without their consent.
Hmm.
Before now, if you just add someone to a group, the person will automatically become your group
member,
even when it wasn't an intentional act. You didn't subscribe to it. But right now, if you add someone to a Facebook community, the person will need to first of all accept before
becomes a member
added to that community. And if for any reason those people that were forcefully added to Facebook communities, what Facebook did was to remove all of them. So some of us lost so many of our members because of that update. So it's one of the things that Facebook introduced, and it helped us to sanitize our group. It really helped.
Wow.
It really helped to sanitize every single Facebook community so that you don't get to start talking to people that never knew how they got into your group.
Yeah.
So right now, before someone can get into your group, the person must do it with his own consent. We also suggested that they should help us to monetize the group. Like if someone that is running a Facebook community that is huge and he's investing so much into the Facebook community should be able to earn something out of
sure.
it, where we can get a commission, but they have not really implemented that one. But we are hoping that one day
they will.
Facebook groups will come to a platform where every single community leader will be earning through what they do in those communities.
This has been a very fascinating conversation with you, Emenike. I must say thank you for honoring this invitation. Thank you for coming to share your knowledge, just from the bottom of your heart. I see that you did not in any way feel like holding anything back. I must say thank you so much for coming, Emenike Emmanuel.
Thanks so much. It's a pleasure to be in this program.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll talk on the other side. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.